With bourbon, of course. So everything we should say should be an aliyah for the neshama, and Yirtzeh Hashem. Last week, we left you all with a question, and I'm sure you didn't sleep because of it all week, or you didn't drink coffee all week, or you only drank coffee at home. Oh, that shouldn't have been passed around. That's a wedding card, yeah. Sometimes you have too many papers.
Yeah, for you, just,
Sure.
I love the pen.
That's for me?
Yeah.
A little more. Okay. Last week, we dealt with the fact that the Gemara says in Meseches Kiddushin that whoever eats in the shuk is like a kelef, is like a dog. And that's not just a statement of our sages saying that whoever eats in the shuk is like a dog. So you could say, all right, I'm a dog. You know, people called me worse. Yes, in the street, in the public thoroughfare. But we had to define it. The Gemara says that that's paskin lahalocha, to the extent that whoever does it cannot be a witness in a Jewish court. And last week, just to reiterate, we brought 3 to 4 different interpretations in the Rishonim on the top of the source sheet as to what that means. Rashi says, in and of itself, is an undignified act. It's like going outside to the street with your underwear and undershirt. You don't care what people will say about you. You don't care what your image is. And therefore, that kind of person we can't trust. On the other hand, Tosfos brings the Perush of Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Eliyahu that says, with due respect, we're talking about someone that's specifically not Mr. Finkelstein in the street or not at a picnic site, but specifically where? What does the Gemara say? In the shuk. He's in the marketplace. And because he's in the marketplace, instead of buying lunch, he says, I'll save money. He goes from stall to stall and says, can I taste a little bit? Can I taste a little bit? And then eventually, by the time he goes from one side of Machane Yehuda to the other, he's filled his stomach. That's not geneva, because he didn't take a shove of pruta from any place. He didn't really take too much from any place to be calling it stealing, theft. On the other hand, it's not right. The third interpretation was of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's only with an actual pot. Which I said maybe doesn't mean a sandwich today as much as it means a meal. But you can definitely make a case and say a sandwich, no. But potato chips or a coffee, yes. And finally, the Maharsho, and Achron said, it's only someone that doesn't have food at home. But if you have food at home and you also eat out in the marketplace, or you take actual own food from the house and you eat your sandwich in the park, that would be okay. So basically, except for Rashi, according to all the interpretations we've said, if you drink coffee to go, there's no problem. According to the first interpretation, you actually bought. According to the first interpretation of Tosfot, you bought it. You didn't steal it off someone. Number two is that it's not pot. It's not bread. And number three, you bought it. It came from your own house. It's like taking a coffee cup to go. That's how we ended off last week. And everyone asked, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is on the bottom of the page where it says, Lahalocha. And that's where we start off. Baruch Ato Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shekol Nei Bedvaro.
Amen. His name isn't Caleb Finkelstein, is it? You said Mr. Finkelstein's in the street.
The Rambam says, and Paskin's Lahalacha, as you know, the Rambam wrote the code of Jewish law called Mishneh Torah Yad Chazakah. The Rambam in Hilchot Eidut, again, the laws that govern testimony says, all these people that are bazui, how would you say bazui in English? Mezalzel is being nice. Bazui means disgusting. Repulsive. These repulsive people.
Shameless?
No.
Shameless. Beautiful. Shameless. Yes, shameless. Shameless people. Don't have any shame. These people are disqualified from being witnesses. Mi divrehem. What's mi divrehem? Rabbanan. Very good. And who are they? Vehem anashim sholchim v'ochlin bashuk b'fnei kol ha'am. These are the people that eat in the marketplace in front of everyone. Vechegon eyu sholchim arumim bashuk. And like people that walk around naked in the public thoroughfare. You know, you're doing your gardening. I've seen this many times. It's a hot day. Instead of wearing a t-shirt and shorts, which would probably be the dignified working clothes today to work in your garden, it's a hot day, so you take off your shirt. And you walk around without a shirt. I've seen it many times. I've seen many times. You know, I've seen it this past Friday. You can judge and say, not so bad. You can judge according to this Rambam. Wow, this person may not be able to sign your ketubah. It was about 20 minutes before Shabbos, and I'm looking out my window, and a guy walks out of his house wearing shorts and an undershirt, sleeveless undershirt to throw out the garbage. So you could say, not so bad. You could say, okay. It didn't exactly hit me well. Maybe because we're learning this, or maybe because I just don't think it's nice. You don't walk around with an undershirt. We can't go ahead and put all the laws of tznius only on women. And men also have to have a sense of tznius. Yeah. Tznius is a mitzvah for men as men as much as it's for women. And I don't think that's tzanua. That's the way a dignified Jew with a kippah should walk around. I really don't think so. So the Rambam basically puts the person that eats in the marketplace in the same category as a guy who walks around naked. I don't know if he means literally naked, but figuratively naked. The Shulchan Aruch, following suit in Choshen Mishpat and the laws of witnesses, says, Habizuyim, shameless once again, psulim me'edut b'divrehem, v'hem ha'anashim sheholchim v'ochlim bashuk b'fnei kol ha'am. The same exact lashon of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'halacha. Gentlemen, I want you to please look at the Gemara, look at the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch's codification, and tell me if you see a difference. I'm going to read the Gemara again for all those that are not holding a source sheet in front of them. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught, Ha'ochel bashuk, ha'rei zedom alekelev. Rambam, ha'anashim sheholchin ve'ochlin bashuk bifnei kol ha'am. Shulchan Aruch, ha'anashim sheholchin ve'ochlin bashuk bifnei kol ha'am. What are the differences?
Walking while you're doing it?
Ah, beautiful. Your name again, I forget.
Barry.
You underlined the word. Oh, I did underline the word. I'm a terrible teacher. Gentlemen, what does the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam add in? What word? Walk and eat. The Gemara talked about someone that's eating in the marketplace or eating in public. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are already talking about someone that's eating on the go. Literally eating on the go. Number two, both in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, gentlemen, was there any word about drinking or only about eating?
Eating.
In the Gemara, as far as you know, is there a word for drinking? 100%? Lishtot, shtia. We have it in the Megillah coming up, v'ashtia chadat enones. We have it with regard to at least one mitzvah you probably all know of. When is there a mitzvah to drink? And don't say Purim. Everyone says Purim. When is there a mitzvah to drink?
Pesach.
Not a mitzvah to get intoxicated. Pesach! Arba Koso, the Gemara, and Arve Psachim uses the word Lishtot. The Gemara here didn't say Ha'ochel v'hashote bashuk, and neither did the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam. So therefore, without even batting an eyelash, we can probably say that this particular prohibition is limited to who? To the eater, not to the drinker. And therefore, in my opinion, when people ask me, I say to them that I don't believe the Gemara referred to someone drinking coffee on the go. I really don't think that's an issue. The issue becomes when you buy a falafel at a falafel stand and you start walking around eating it. That's when the issue begins for us. Why? Rabbeinu Tam said that's what the Isser was, in bread. So we do have a Rabbeinu Tam that we have to worry about. We have the Rashi that said that in and of itself it's not right. Yes, you're not stealing off the marketplace people, the vendors. And yes, you have food at home. So the Marsha is out, he says no problem, and probably Rabbeinu Hanana as well. And indeed, when you come to eating, that's where our problem begins. Yes?
Someone who's walking around with soup in a cup. The soup has vegetables in it. Now, is that considered drinking or eating?
You're asking one of the most excellent questions I've heard in a very long time. Your name again?
Joel.
Joel, for the record, everyone listening, Joel asked an excellent question. Because we're drinking wild turkey, I want to tell you that this question came up many years ago, regarding the bracha on whiskey. What's the bracha on whiskey? On the one hand, you could say shahakol, as with the bracha I made. On the other hand, you could say mezonos. What is it made out of?
Barley.
Namely, it's chametz on Pesach. So, what's the bracha? There's literature, both from the Litvisha world as well as from the Hasidic world, about this. And one of them that I know is a very famous responsa called Eretz HaTzvi, the Kotchuk Lover Rebbe. There was a place in Poland called Kotchuklov, and after World War I, Kotchuklov was no more. So the Kotchuklov Rebbe needed a job, and Rav Meir Shapira, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the founder of Daf Yomi and Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin took him to be the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivat Chachmei Lublin. He wrote a shut, a responsum, and in there he has a question about whiskey. And he goes along and he says, whiskey is not a drink. Whiskey is a food. He says, how do you define a food versus a drink? It's not beverage versus solid. We have many things like soup, which is a food. It's not a drink. You don't say to someone, I'm thirsty, please give me a whiskey. You say at an occasion, whatever the occasion is, a wedding, a yahrzeit, whatever, we'll drink a whiskey. But we don't say a whiskey is a drink, it's a beverage. And therefore he came to the conclusion that it's a mezonos. This would be a very big question when it comes to the kiddushes on Shabbos morning. People like to have a little shot of whiskey. What a bracha do you make? So my advice to them is, I don't really know. If you have no choice, shahako, but if you have a choice, make a borei pri agafen on wine or grape juice. But the borei pri agafen halachically covers all the beverages at the meal, so your Coca-Cola and your whiskey, then you're home free.
You said a little shot, maybe there's a shiri, you're going to have to take a big shot.
That's a big question, another question with Kiddush stuff. One day we'll deal with the Kiddush on whiskey, maybe, in honor of Pesach. We'll try to get everyone depressed by not drinking whiskey, so we'll give a shir on, can you make Kiddush on whiskey? But anyway, that's an excellent question. I don't believe that soup is a beverage. I think soup is a food. And therefore it would be in this category. So anyway, first and foremost, amen. First and foremost, gentlemen, I think that we have to establish here around the table that drink is not part of this. And therefore the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when they codify it, they say shaholchim, walking, the ochlim. The Gemara talked about ochlim, and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam talked about holchim. So therefore, we also could take out of this another category. So we took out coffee. Coffee is not an issue. What's the second thing we can take out? We mentioned this last week. Very common. You go on a trip with your kids. They're getting, or your grandkids, and they're getting antsy schmancy in the car, and it's time to stop. So what do? You go to? I'm sorry?
A food stand. It's meant to be.
You go to a food stand.
You can't even sit there.
Or you go to a picnic site. Would that be included in this? The way, again, I read the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, no. Very good. Very good. Look at the Beit Yosef, number 2 from the left side. The Beit Yosef says, he believes that the pshat is as follows. You know, the Beit Yosef wrote the Beit Yosef before the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is his maskana, is his conclusion, lahalocha. So he says, had Abrinan Pasulei do that, the person is disqualified to be a witness. Haynuk sheochel bashuk b'fnei kol ha'am, aval im ochel bashuk she'en bo rov ha'am, ela k'tzat ovrim v'shavim lo mifsel. If a person's eating in front of the big, busy thoroughfare, let's just give an example. You're in a very busy street before the terrorist attacks, Rehov Melech George, let's say, King George Street, and you're eating your falafel there in front of everyone going backwards and forwards. That would be part of the sisser. But on the other hand, if it's in front of not too many people, where is it not in front of too many people? A picnic stand, an ice cream stand. These are secluded places. The isser doesn't apply. The sma. Sefer Me'irat Einayim says the same thing. Shalchim v'alchim b'shut b'fnei kol ha'am. Ava k'she'eno b'fnei kol ha'am. Amru b'gemara. D'gnai l'tam et chacham la'asot kein. V'ayen kol adam nifsal b'kach.
If you bought, you mentioned just now, the Rachel Melech George. You can go down to Rachel Melech George and you've got restaurants which you can eat outside.
Right. That's exactly what I think the Beit Yosef is talking of. Yes, it's outside, but it's places that are kavua. Now that is a big question, because the Beit Yosef talked about not too many people being there, so that would be your picnic site. But your question is already dealing with the restaurants that have outside eateries. Yeah. So look to the right of the Beit Yosef, the Urim, 1 second. The Urim is a perush on Koshin Mishpat, the Urim V'tumim. We all know in the Torah what's the Urim V'tumim. I'll get to you, Bruce. Urim V'tumim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Breastplate? Who wrote the Urim on the Shulchan Aruch? It wasn't the Kohen Gadol. Anyone? Check it out for next week. I have a family connection, so I can't say who. It would be subjective. But he says as follows. Ve'od yesh lechalek ben ha'olchim bashuk ve'ochlim shu b'chitut gadol mazoy me'od ben ha'kov'im uven ha'kov'im makom bashuk shu en kavod otamit chacham alo b'shvikach mifsa le'edut. Says the Urim, if you eat in the middle of the street, no good. But if you have a makom kavua bashuk, a permanent place to eat, that's okay. What's a permanent place to eat in the shuk, beyond the picnic sites? The restaurants have chairs and tables and stalls. That's a makom kavua bashuk. So the Urim already says that the restaurants, No problem. So we already said coffee, fine. It's a drink. Two, it's only when you walk around. So if you sit down, you're already probably okay. Maybe not, maybe yes. Three, if it's a picnic site, it's not bifnei kol ha'am. Before everyone, but just in front of a few, you're probably okay. And the Urim comes along and says, if it's a makom kavua to eat, which would include picnic sites, as well as the eateries that have outside on a beautiful day like this, that would be okay. Yes?
There are some shuks, and even little, I don't know, we used to set this up in the city, I used to live in to fundraise for the shul booths. And at the booths, they would often sell different foods. There was no place to sit. The whole idea was everyone showed up, and everyone's walking around eating. So it's not like you're doing it differently from everyone else. The whole genre, the whole ambiance was to take, you're buying whatever foods, and you're literally walking around and spending money and raising funds for the, in this case, was the shul.
That would be a makom kavua. You've already made...
Once a week.
Okay, whatever it was, but you designated a place that people eat. You don't say, here, take your falafel and have a good day, and you walk around, you eat it, and the crumbs are all over the place. We're talking about a person that's eating. And basically, right now, we've established that restaurants are fine. If you designated a place to eat, it's probably fine. If it's a drink, for sure, it's fine. If you don't walk around with it, it's fine. The problem becomes when you walk around with your food and you eat it. Not when you sit, but when you walk. Like you eat a falafel on the go. Mm-hmm. So we can, of course, invoke the Rabbeinu Tam that said Dafka pot, which is the Kesef Mishnah all the way on the left. And therefore, we would say maybe falafel, no, but ice cream, yes. Ice cream is a snack. Falafel is already a meal. It's bread. But I just want to add to it one more thing, and that is the Hagaot Maimoniot, who always brings the Perush of the Tosfos, and the Kesef Mishnah as well in this case, that says that this whole Isser was regarding a guy in the Shuk, in Machane Yehuda, not in the public thoroughfare. The guy who's, you know, taking from every stall. To make a long story short, just to reiterate, we said today that A, it doesn't probably apply to drink, it only applies to food. That's what the Gemara said, Ha'ochel, not Ha'shote. Two, it's talking about a guy walking around, not sitting down. So drink is not in the... Coffee is okay. When we come to food, we have to start analyzing. According to some interpretations, if it's a designated place, you have no problem. According to another interpretation, if not everyone's there, but just some people like the picnic site, it's also okay. According to a third interpretation, if it's a snack, it's for sure okay. And according to another interpretation, this whole thing is irrelevant. It's just the guy stealing from the shuk and stealing from everyone. Therefore, I don't believe that this Gemara should bother us too much, except for in one situation that I see as a problem. You ever walk around a religious neighborhood on Friday night in Israel? What do you usually see? We don't have a Sunday in Israel like we have outside of Israel, so Friday night is the hangout night. So people who keep Shabbos have to hang out. And because they have to hang out and it's Shabbos, they do what people do on Shabbos. They eat. How do they eat? They take things, and they eat as they go. There's no designated place, but they eat as they go. One of the most common things that used to be eaten, I don't know if it's still eaten, but I'm assuming it is sunflower seeds, garinim. Pretty healthy. I think that would enter into this particular iser. First of all, you're polluting and looting the streets with garinim. It's not nice. Number two, it's not a designated place. Number three, it is a food. Now, you could say it's a snack. And I'll say, okay, it's like the ice cream. It's only with regard to pot. You can somich on that. But if you ask me, is that a dignified way for a Jew to walk around and eat like that? I don't think so. And therefore, when people ask me this question, my particular psak on this is, if it's a drink, I think it's fine. If it's a snack that people usually walk around eating and doesn't pollute, like an ice cream, then I think it's okay. Potato chips, I think it's okay, as long as you throw the wrapper in the garbage, a chocolate bar, whatever it is. When it comes to an actual sandwich, I do advise them to sit down and eat and bench. We'll get to that next week, and that's going to be our bigger problem with regard to brachos. Where do you make the bracha? Where don't you make the bracha? How many brachas you have to make? That's my particular psak on this. You have to divide between drink and foods, and within foods, between snacks and actual meals. And in my opinion, a sandwich is an actual meal, whether we like it or not. We usually think of it as a meal to go, but quite frankly, it is a lunch. It is a dinner sometimes in those situations. When you have to go on a plane and there's no kosher food, what would you pack in? Sandwiches. So don't tell me sandwiches is a snack. And therefore, you make hamotzi, you bench, and therefore, I think you should sit down at a proper place. It could be a picnic site. It could be on the ground, in the, wherever it is. Wherever people usually sit to eat a meal, But I don't think the dignified place is in the middle of the sidewalk, sits avek, and I'm eating. Or walk around with it, I don't think is dignified. Yeah?
You started this whole Indian last week saying that Kofix had opened a coffee shop in an Akhaledi area, and
yeah.
Bonin said you shouldn't use it, shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's okay.
Sounds like it's okay, right? So the Rabbanim went out and said, we don't like this whole new culture of eating out in public. And they explained, they didn't explain why. And so far we explained that according to the Bavli, we probably have no problem. First of all, it's a coffee, it's a drink and not a beverage and not food. Number two, we said that snacks are probably okay. Number three, anything else?
There's a
snacks. Some people eat there in a makom kavu and don't actually take the food out. And therefore, from this perspective, there wasn't a problem. Why were the Rabbanim screaming? In my opinion, for two reasons. Number one, this is all in the Bavli. This is all in the Shulchan Aruch. But we forgot the Yerushalmi. Remember the Yerushalmi on the top of the page? A Talmud Chacham says the Yerushalmi. And Shvachal Shetam Mechachiyot Ochel Bashuk. Maybe a Talmud Chacham has everyone in Bnei Brak is a Talmud Chacham, or thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, or the Rabbanim think they're all Talmidei Chachamim, and they have a higher standard. Could be. That could be one reason. I don't buy it. I don't think that's the reason. I don't belittle Rabbanim. They don't come up with halachic prohibitions that don't exist. Maybe they don't like it, but quite frankly, I don't think that's the reason. There's another reason, and we'll get to it at the end of this year. Yes, one second, Bruce.
Well, that gets to the question of, do you follow the word of the Atra of a place, even if you think or your rabbis from somewhere else tell you there's really no problem. But the rabbi of this location, he says there is. He's positing not to do it. Here in his reshoot, so to speak. That's a bigger question.
If there is a Mara D'Atra in Bnei Brak, which I doubt there is because I'm pretty sure it's splintered, but if there is, then I believe you do have to follow whatever he says, whether you like it or not. And that's what my particular practice is everywhere I go in the world. I don't care what my practice is. The Mara D'Atra says, Usser, then Usser is Usser. Mutter, I can be Machmir myself, but that's my own business.
So in that neighborhood, it may be not a
okay, I'm not saying not. I'm saying, do we have a problem? If we're not in that neighborhood, and we've established later, probably coffee for sure is not part of this, maybe, if you have a sandwich, we have to start dealing with it. Yes? So that's exactly what I believe is when you say a Talmud Chacham, someone special. He's not just eating like everyone else. He's someone that you look at him and you say, this person shines, this person's special. It's not every single Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street that has a beard. Okay, it's very easy to grow a beard, put on a black hat and black clothes. That's easy. To become a Talmud Chacham takes years. A guy who does that, I would agree. A guy like that should not be eating in front of other people. He should be teaching Torah in front of other people. And when he eats, he should eat in private. I agree. Absolutely. But not every Tom, Dick, and Harry. All right.
Sorry, just for a point of clarification. The Kofix is serving two purposes. One, it's provided to people who want to take the food somewhere, maybe to their office. Secondly, it does have seats there for people who want to eat there.
Right. Absolutely, both are fine. I think both are fine. Both are fine. If you're taking it to your office, it's fine because that's your... It's inside, that's already out of the picture. And if it's there, it's a designated place, I think it's 100% fine. The problem begins, again, when I see a guy walking around the street with a sandwich and the crumbs are falling off, not only is he polluting, it's just not, it's against these Gemaras itself. That's one of the things Chazal taught us. It's not just advice, as you could see, it's Paskin LaHalacha. That's where the problem, in my opinion, begins. So therefore, when people ask me, I tell them coffee is not an issue, and neither is a chocolate bar or potato chips. Might not be healthy, but you can probably eat it on the go. But when it comes to a sandwich is eaten properly sitting down. One of the questions that are in between the two, namely walking around the street versus eating in a makom kavua, is how do you define a train or bus?
What?
A train or a bus. You're stationary, but the bus is moving. How would you define that? You're in front of other people.
Oh.
So first of all, on a plane, there's no issue. They serve you food. That's everyone's eating. That's
so
fine.
It's the same.
But what about a bus?
What's the difference between a bus
or a train? Well, you could be hungry on the train, but other people ate breakfast before. They're not.
The bus goes slower than the plane, but otherwise it's the same.
The bus could be
Yeah, but the bus, the difference is...
While you're on there, it's doing exactly the same thing as a plane.
But a bus is not necessarily a place where you eat. It could be a bus that you take to work every morning, half an hour, in and out. A plane is a place where usually there's food served, and even on low, very small flights. Like when I fly to Turkey, it's an hour and a half, maybe two, they serve food.
You can split the bus into two. You're talking about buses within the city.
Perhaps. My advice on this issue is that I think that where Bruce is coming in is correct, and that is that today, from a cultural point of view, we consider a bus a place like a plane, in other words, or a train. People eat on it, not always. And I've seen looks sometimes. People see me eating. I've dealt with this issue, and I've doubted myself a few times. How do you define a bus and a train? A plane I have no qualms on, but when it comes to a bus or a train, this is something you have to deal with, I think. Does it qualify or not? Maybe you should restrict yourself to a snack and not a proper meal with bread.
On a more practical level, can you maybe I'll deal with it one of these days. Can you go to a place where you know people are showing up in a very schmutzy attire? You go to a soccer game. So people are sitting, they're eating, they're drinking, they're getting drunk, they're picking out, they're dressed all kinds of ways, and you're there. Yeah, there's brachot, there's other issues, and should you be in the first place?
So first of all, you're not walking around, you're sitting down. That's what we're dying today.
It's not
number two, other people are eating is too well. And number three, it's a snack. That in and of itself is not a problem.
They show you a hot dog in a place.
But I think, you're right, but it's, again, sitting down. And you're within a stadium, which maybe is not closed on above, but generally is a generally closed place. You get a seat, you buy it. It's a ticket. It's not like walking around the street.
I meant, does the ambiance itself lend itself to this Talmud Chacham? Should he put himself in?
No, Talmud Chacham, that was just defined by Mr.
Should they go to the
difference.
Games, you know?
That's different. The Talmud Chacham, that's a different story. But a regular people, should you go to the games, I'm not going to deal with today. Should you be part of the culture of screaming, yelling, and cursing? I think for sure not. But if you go to the game and you act dignified and you eat a hot dog and you wash and you bench, you're inside, you're sitting down, other people are eating. I think it's like a plane today. People come to the game with food. People come to... if you see movies, again, I'm not going to get into that issue, but if you go to see movies, people go in with popcorn. Popcorn's a snack, and you're sitting down. It's not bashuk in that sense. Now, you can be machmir on all of this and say, this is not true, but look at how the poskim dealt with it. They did not include everything. So
you don't see Rosh Hashivas in these places. I was once...
Don't exaggerate.
And they were saying, they should have separate lines.
Don't exaggerate, Rosh Hashiva.
Did you ever see a Rosh Hashiva on the line at a pizza place?
Okay, maybe a Rosh Hashiva is what we heard before. The guy who sits down with a beard, puts on a gartel, sits down. That's a different story. But gentlemen, I think the main issue we didn't deal with, this is okay. We're not domel akelev, so we can all be good witnesses and sign ketubas. There's one issue we didn't deal with around this table, gentlemen. If you drink a coffee in Kofix and make a shahakol nie bitvaro, and you walk outside... And after a few steps, you take another sip. Do you make another bracha? Or don't you? When you take a coffee out of your house in the morning, and you make a shahakol niyabidvaro, and you take a sip. Then you go into your car, you take a second sip. You get out of your car, you take a third sip. Do you make a shahakol niyabidvaro? Or don't you?
No.
Everyone around this table is sure?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Gentlemen, next week you're in for a big, huge surprise on this issue. If you think this was a problem, the brachos issue is a huge problem with a capital H that we don't even pronounce. Gentlemen, next week you will see this is a huge issue. This is not easy. This is not small potatoes. You better come next week, drink two coffees, make sure you put in sugar, not sweetener. We're going to have to deal with this issue. This is a huge, huge issue. When you start drinking in here and you move to over there, do you make another bracha?
The Gemara.